Every day we hear the word democracy. We hear it on talk shows from politicians. But have you ever taken time to understand what democracy is? This is Musa Jawawino. Welcome to Understand Democracy, where I'm going to show you what democracy is and how it should be exercised. First, democracy is the rule of the people, by the people, for the people. Democracy takes place every day in our lives. In fact, for democracy to work in any country, it has to start at home. The citizens of the country have to believe in it and share its values. Listen to how this family in a place called Mirembe practices democracy at home.
Dad?
Yes?
I want to go to another school.
Why?
My current school is too far and the teaching standard has gone down.
Okay, Shamim, you have a point. But we need to first look at different school options.
I agree with your mother. We will decide on which school you will go to after analyzing the available options and finding out which one we can afford. Okay?
That's democracy. Everyone has a voice and gets an opportunity to be heard. Everyone has the right to participate in decision-making, regardless of gender, age, race, ethnicity, or other criteria. Let's go back to Mirembe community and learn another thing about democracy.
No, we are not.
Members, let's listen to each other. We have people who want us to build a borehole near the trading center, but there are others who want us to construct it near the school. Since we follow democracy in our village, we will have to vote on this issue and see what the majority wants.
Yes.
Okay? Those who say that we construct the borehole near the trading center, raise up your hands. Good. Vice Chairman, count the hands. Yes. Thank you for voting, members. How many hands have you counted, Vice Chairman?
50.
Good. Those who say that we construct the borehole near the school, please raise up your hands. Vice Chairman, please count the hands. How many?
120.
Order, members. Based on the results of the voting, we will build the borehole near the school.
That's democracy for you. Decisions are made by majority and have to be accepted by all. Then people have the power of choice and the right to elect their leaders at all levels of government every 5 years. We do this in Uganda. That's because Uganda is a republic. We have a multi-party democracy system. We have a president who functions as the head of state, head of government, and supreme commander of the armed forces. The Constitution of the Republic of Uganda, adopted on the 8th October 1995, it stipulates the limitations of power and the procedures that regulate the exercise of power. Democracy has a number of principles. These are citizen participation, equality, political tolerance, accountability, transparency, regular free and fair elections, a culture of accepting the results of elections, separation of powers, human rights, a multi-party system, and rule of law. Let's go back to Mirembe community and see how one of the important principles of democracy should be practiced.
People of Mirembe, thank you for voting for me as your MP. I know some of you did not vote for me, but that is democracy. We all have the right to have different opinions and ideas. However, now that I'm your leader, I will serve all of you equally. Whether you voted for me or not, we are all Mirembe people. I will work for all of you. We have to work together to develop our area. I have already spoken to my opponent, and he has agreed to work with me.
Like you have heard, one of the major principles of democracy is, once a government is elected, once a leader is elected, they are responsible for all citizens, not just those who voted for them. On Understand Democracy, Musa Jawawino, I am going to help you understand each of these principles one by one. Just do one thing. Sigala kumukutu. This information is brought to you by the Ministry of Information, Communications Technology, and National Guidance, GAIN Uganda, and Konrad Adenauer Stiftung. Before I go, let me leave you with something to think about. Do you think the basic principles of democracy are understood and respected by all Ugandans? How are decisions made in your family and in your community? See you next time on Understand Democracy with me, Musajja Wabwino.